Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Adam Beretta. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Adam, thanks again for being here. Advantage Gold, is that the website, advantagegold.com?
Yeah, you can go to advantagegold.com. 100%.
Tell us about it.
We are a precious metals firm. We help clients move from paper into physical metals, mostly within their qualified retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks.
Right. All right, so
we're the top firm in the country, and that's what we do.
AdvantageGold.com. Adam, let's talk about – we're talking about negative rates. Now, I need you to talk to us about what you think will be the likelihood the United States could have – that the Fed could take our rates to negative levels or some variation of that on that theme. What would it take to make that happen, and what would that mean to us?
I think you got to be aware of what's happening globally with the mindset of politicians. You're going to see massive fiscal stimulus in the coming years. Massive. You've got Great Britain right now, who going through an election, and
right.
You know, it's interesting. Corbyn, one of his most successful things was being able to pay down the debt through the austerity program, and yet
right.
It's the thing that he's getting blamed for because
right.
of the pain it caused.
They don't like pain.
No, there's no more appetite for any pain or any sound money.
Or responsibility.
And so when you start And so when you get to that place and you realize, okay, that game's over, well, what does come next? I think you're going to see massive fiscal stimulus.
And you think
massive monetary stimulus.
And when you say, folks, when he says massive, we just he's saying we just think we've seen quantitative easing and accommodation by the Fed. You're talking about putting all that on steroids. You think that could happen? But that would happen instead of negative rates here in the United States?
Well, there's two ways to get there, right? So if it's all done through monetary, it's going to be through manipulation of negative and rates to more negative places.
Right.
Quite frankly, look, you have to recognize one thing. I talk to people, and I'm out there all the time, and people are saying there's no way that Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders ever gets elected. There's no way that those policies, they're way too extreme. They're way too far left.
Yeah.
And all I say to that is this. In 1929, FDR's socialist policies of the New Deal looked outrageous to people at that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what pain and crisis will do and what we'll accept. Here's the reality. We have a massive problem that needs to get fixed. You've got massive health problems around the country, around the globe, with elderly people and what their needs are. You've got young people with massive
amounts of debt.
Adam,
I need you to stick to the negative rates and the monetary situation. Is gold going to play a part of this? Could gold play a part in solving this problem?
Without a question, you're going to see gold. The balance sheets of the central banks are going to explode higher. There's no doubt about it. And what that will mean as far as the value of currencies.
Gold is going up right now. Even as we speak, gold is going up, isn't it?
Gold's outperformed the highest flying stock market over the last 18 months by about 25% to 10.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're seeing gold become an asset.
So the people who are tracking this, people who are tracking this are looking for some kind of safe harbor, and they're seeing it in gold, aren't they? Are they taking their money out of assets?
I don't even know who's in this market. Look, the reality is there's more fear and more people than cash and sitting on the sidelines. There's more negativity from CEOs.
And yet the stock market is continuing to hit records. This is what's concerning me is I'm having a hard time reconciling some of these valuations. And what I've been cautioning small business owners about, Adam, and I've got to wrap it up here, is I'm not worried about what Main Street's doing. What Main Street does is fundamental. I'm worried about the stock market, the stupid things they do on Wall Street taking us all down. That's what I'm worried about. Last thoughts quickly.
Well, since September, they've added 10% to the balance sheet. The stock market's up 10%.
Yeah,
so if you want to
exactly
see the future
right.
of the stock market, just see how much money the Fed pumps into the
That's where the
system.
Money's going. He's exactly right, folks.
That's exactly
hey, Fed,
right.
thanks again for being here. Advantage Gold is the website, advantagegold.com. Adam Bratter, the book is called Gold is a Better Way. We'll get Adam back again another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Before I go, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.